On number one, this is Comic Book Radio Theater, CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg.
Ever since I got back to shortstop, there's been a strange buzzing in my head. Maybe the doctors didn't do such a great job after all. Hey, wait a minute. When my tongue touches my teeth fillings a certain way, the buzzing becomes clearer. I'm picking up CB broadcasts with my metal skull. I can hear those truckers over there just as clear as if they were in this room talking to me.
I've heard of people getting radio stations off their teeth fillings before, but I've never ever heard of somebody having a CB skull. Maybe we ought to talk to the doctors about something like that.
No, no, Papa Wheelie, I don't think so. If I'm going to be looking for the highwayman, having a citizen's band receiver in my head just might prove useful. Let's keep this our little secret.
Listen, boy, are you still convinced you saw that highwayman? You are pretty badly shook up.
I'm sure of it, Papa. I'm sure of it. Absolutely.
Well, maybe I'm crazy, but I believe the boy. So when he got well enough, I helped him finance a brand new rig. There, that's what he's driving right now. Remember what I said about him driving? It being an act of courage?
Wow.
If you'd been in as bad of an accident as he was, how tough you think you would be to get back behind the wheel of a monster semi-truck like this one? Plenty tough, let me tell ya. And even before he was up to driving it, he was busy helping me and Wide Load Annie overhaul it. As soon as the engine was in tip-top shape, U.S. started tinkering around with some electronic gizmos. What you working on there, boy?
Just the control panel that allows me to use all that supercharger Annie hooked up for me. It'll be too volatile to use for a long stretch, but she tells me I can use it for short little bursts of power if I need it.
That supercharger pushing the compressed air into the cylinders is liable to be too much for the engine, you ass, even though we modified it.
I won't use it unless I really have to, Papa. I promise. Now, if I can just get this here, this darn unit connected. Looking dashboard you'll ever see in a semi ever.
Holy, what in all tarnation is all this equipment, U.S.? I've never seen anything like it.
Well, aside aside from the usual amenities, bucket seats, stereo, tape deck, CB sets. Over by you, there's the special weapons console. It swings around towards the driver's seat for easy access. It controls the oil slick release, the tire shredding shrapnel bombs, the smoke screen, and of course the ejection seat.
Boy, you've been watching too many James Bond movies.
And over here we have the radar scope, which I can use for tracking vehicles, for spotting the homing devices I whipped up. And it has a weather satellite hookup for a spy's eye view anywhere within the country. It all rolls back into the dashboard at the press of a button, so the interior looks no different than any other semi-truck cab. Now, I've got just a couple small adjustments to make, and I'll be ready.
Oh, Kiffa, don't stab yourself with that jewelry tool.
Sir, you were, what are you working on there?
This collection of broadcast transistors and micro mini circuits. It's small enough to fit into this fake silver dollar. Come on back, I'll show you what it does. See, I installed a lightweight robot drive system in the tractor. I can activate it with this fake silver coin. That way, if I ever need the truck and I can't get to it for some reason, I can bring it to me. I can also hook it into my homing beacon so the truck can track me down, and its built-in radar system allows it to drive almost as if someone was at its controls.
Well, that's inflation for you, I guess.
How's that, Papa Wheelie?
Used to be that a vehicle was hot stuff if it could stop and turn on a dime. Now it takes a whole silver dollar.
Oh, please!
Oh, please!
Well, son, I reckon if you're dead set on chasing after the highwayman on your own, here is the vehicle to do it. This vehicle is the one who can help you do the job right for sure. Now come on inside and let me buy you a cup of coffee. U.S., you know, I had all my doubts about this thing right from the beginning. But I'm behind you, whatever you decide.
Thanks, Papa Wheelie. I knew I could count on you.
Both men shake hands.
Now it's time to look for the man who took Jeff away from us.
So the wheels of fate have now become the wheels on the rig that we named the US-1. The wheels. Ulysses Solomon Archer is driving for the very first time since that terrible crash. And to make matters worse, a storm as black as midnight just blew in out of nowhere. A storm that must be as awful lot like the one the boys drove through that terrible night. Poor, poor U.S. alone in that cab of that rig. He must be pretty nervous.
Man, I am so nervous. I never thought I'd feel this nervous driving. And scared, too. I can't deny it.
All of a sudden, a lightning bolt cracks the sky. And the rumble of thunder mingles with that of the rocks as they fall down the cliff.
Oh no! Rock slide!
Rock slide!
I've got a swerve! Slam on the brakes! Well, if I survived that, I should have the nerve to handle almost anything. Kind of funny. Those rocks almost seem like they were aimed at me. That mad laughter. It's tearing at my mind. It's the laughter I heard that night. It's his laughter. It's the highwayman.
US 1, number 1, May, the year 1983.
Please, honey, please, just meet me at your show, Ricky.
and you drop that dish of poo. You iron my new shirt and you burn a hole right through. You're such a crazy redhead, I just don't know what to do.
Entering a battlefield of the future. The Star Wars Jedi Arena.
Becoming a Jedi Master takes practice. Using your lightsaber, try to penetrate your opponent's defenses. But watch out, the Whirling Seeker can attack on its own. So follow your instincts. Ah, now you're ready to take on any challenger who dares to oppose you.
Play the Jedi Arena home video game, alone or head-to-head. The challenge awaits you. From Parker Brothers, the ones to beat.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
That mad laughter tearing at my mind. time his hit's just right. I gotta wait till he's pulled back just a little. And then hit the brakes.
US-1 is going to go through a danger alternate route bridge side.
I've got to kick in that nitro that Papa Wheelie whipped up for me.
Started. I got word about you and I started up the road. I never expected to find him too. To think I ever doubted you, U.S. But I guess your search is over before it even begins. The highwayman must be dead.
Is he, Papa Wheelie? Is he? Wonder. I didn't hear any crash, and I can't make out any of the wreckage below. Somehow I have a feeling we'll be hearing from him again. I do, I'll be ready. Some folks think they've got to wear tights and a cape to be a hero. And some folks think you need to wear a mask and fly around. But the truth of the matter is that sometimes to be a hero, all you have to do is drive a truck. The beginning. Next issue. Meet the rest of the gang at Shortstop and prepare for more adventure trucking down the highway as U.S. goes after midnight.
You have just listened to a reading of U.S. 1, number 1, May, the year 1983.
First, when there's nothing but a slow
doing? I'm playing Rock and Chase, a video game cartridge you have to buy separately to play on the Intellivision video game system.
Why are you talking like that?
They always do. Then they say your parents have to hook it up to the TV. After that, you can start to pick up gold. Trouble is, the police are coming, so you have to keep both eyes on the game.
Oh, brother.
Do they say that too?
Funny.
Intellivision Master Component from Mattel Electronics. Lock and Chase video game cartridge sold separately.
Affairs, share a smoke, make a joke. You got grasp and reach for a leg of hope. I said words to memorize, words hypnotize, words make my mouth exercise. Words all fail, the magic prize. Nothing I can say, nothing your thighs. Oh, my mother, I would love to love you, lover. City's restless, it's ready to pounce and go in your bedroom. I'll swear, I'll say, boom, ba 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 ba, my mother. I would love to love you, lover. City's restless, it's ready to pounce and go in your bedroom. I'll swear, I'll say, giving you a decision to make. Things to lose, things to take. This is about ready to cut it up. Say, wait a minute, honey, I'm gonna add it up. Oh, add it up.
Everybody, thank you. You've been a wonderful audience. Yeah. Thank you very
You've
much.
You've been a great audience.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Where she is now, I can only guess, 'cause it's gone, daddy, gone.
Yay, way to have fun. Yes. All right. It's like, what, 10 minutes to 5? Late night radio. You're up late. You're listening to the radio. Thank you if you are. CKUW 95.9 FM. I've been reading you comic books since 1. I will read you some more, but it won't be myself. I've dipped my hands into the archives, and what have I pulled out? Here it is, right in your face. I will read to you now. Superman, number 287, from May of 1975. Right on. And I gotta tell you this, if you love dogs, you will love this reading. It's all about dogs. Superman's on an adventure with dogs. And, I don't know. It's all about being super to dogs and being a super dog yourself. Okay, so anyway, hope you enjoy this reading. I enjoyed doing it many moons ago. All right. When I go for those breaks, my vocal breaks to rest my throat up, we'll listen to music that was brand new back in May of 1975. Freshly released at the record stores for you to take. Hopefully pay for first, then take. Go home and listen to. Brand new was Nazareth. Bad Company. We'll hear them live in concert from Sheffield, England. There was Aerosmith. Aerosmith had a classic tune. And ZZ Top had a really good shaker as well. Let me shake down that order for you once again. Nazareth, Bad Company, Aerosmith, ZZ Top. That's what you get when I'm doing this comic book here. Superman, number 287, published May of 1975. I want to get with it as soon as I can. And I can. Because it's CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this from the University of Winnipeg.
Hi, this is Greg McPherson, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. There's still some truth to say.
A tale of action, mystery, suspense, and a touch of romance. Julius Swartz presents Superman in Who Was That Dog I Saw You With Last Night? It has been said that love comes in all shapes and sizes. And that may be well true. Because anyone who has ever made the acquaintance of an animal knows that humans have no exclusive claim to emotions. And as is revealed in this offbeat story, Superdog is on top of a pile of garbage. The pile of garbage is on a freighter. Even though the stink of the garbage scow, a pair of highly sensitive nostrils picks out a scent that says, WGBX Galaxy Building.
Are you working late, Clark?
I'm writing the script for that strip mining documentary that I have due next week, Lois. What are you up to?
I've got a heavy date. Don't work too hard.
I'll try not to, Lois. Have fun. Lois Lane is now in an elevator. She thinks to herself,
oh, another end of another humdrum day, chasing fire trucks and making phone calls. But now this little girl gets to see her man.
And where is Lois Lane's man right now? Why, she just left him.
Clark Kent is taking off his clothes. He is getting into his Superman costume. He thinks to himself.
That typewriter jams up whenever I type faster than 351 words a minute. It could make me a second or two late in meeting Lois. Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no!
Lois Lane is all alone by herself, standing in front of the WGBX Galaxy building.
He's not here yet. I wonder what could have kept him.
Superman zooms in.
Superman!
What will it be this time, Lois? A walk on the Riviera? A dinner in Thailand? A flight to the moon? You name it! You name it!
Make me an offer I can't refuse. I dare you.
The day has fizzled away. But in an exclusive Metropolis neighborhood still sits Crypto Superdog.
I shall return directly, madame, after Miss Chelsea's evening walk.
Crypto Superdog once again approaches the pretty female dog being led on a leash by the butler. The butler thinks to himself,
oh, it's that wretched mongrel dog again. Be off, be off,
you mangy, you mangy cur.
Be off, be off. Before I have you carted away for accosting such a lady.
The butler hits Crypto Superdog on the back with his cane.
Hey!
Hey!
You broke my cane! I hit you with my cane and you broke it! You broke it! You broke it! You broke it!
There is a kind of intensity on this canine Romeo space. Crypto Superdog, he ponders, why do things don't go as he would like them to go?
But just then, there's a point on the leash that mysteriously heats up beyond its breaking point.
Crypto Superdog uses his heat vision to break the leash.
Off
with Crypto Superdog.
Come back, Miss Chelsea. Come back.
Come back, Miss Chelsea.
Consorting with a common stray dog.
Oh, madame, she'll be most annoyed.
Skip 24 times. That's a new record.
Could be, Lois. Could be. You know, I'd much rather worry about setting new rock skipping records than about how fast I can waste a pushy supervillain.
And I'd rather be in this park than in some